This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
If I just let you talk about how interesting this is until you stop talking about it, how far would you get?
Maybe like 10 seconds.
Go.
Well, not naive.
Oh, well, that's zero.
Under the bus.
That's a zero for sure. Yeah. That is a 0 second monologue.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Beards, we'll give you a little more info here. It's Beards McFly's last day on Almost Entirely Sports. We have two taste tests to do this hour. Beards hates taste tests. But Beards, here's what I will tell you. Both of these taste tests today are not bugs or like weird animals.
It's fish.
Satan cigars.
Fish. None of that. Nothing. No Japanese snacks. Both of the taste test categories here today are,
might be an eel.
Are actually areas of expertise for you. That is my reveal. And if you would also, if you'd like to whip up some music for this, because it feels like we're going to do some chewing during this segment,
okay.
Feel free to bring an original creation. But both of these taste tests, one we're going to do right now, one we'll do next segment, are very much on brand for you. And I hope that is on some level encouraging. It might not actually be, but it's close. I'm hearing a lot of clicking over there. Are we okay?
Yeah, they are set up.
Okay.
We're good.
Feel free to hit the music, and then I will reveal what it is that we will be taste testing first.
Well, now here's the question. Which unique original creation do you want?
It's your last day. We are about to test both. You may uncover your plate, Beards. The new Taco Bell Chicken Sandwich Taco. There's a spicy and a regular version. I bought each of us, one of each. Feel free to unwrap it. It is basically in a little, almost biscuity-looking sort of flatbread. There is a piece of fried chicken. There is a sauce of some sort. Mm-hmm. The spicy one has some full jalapeno slices.
Ooh.
I gotta say, it smells good.
Like a good jalapeno.
Rudy loves a good jalapeno. Also, I did order these chicken sandwiches from the half KFC, half Taco Bell, which I feel like is going to come back and bite me.
Which one is the spicy one?
The one with jalapenos on it. Oh, did you open them both?
I have not opened them both, no.
It's probably the other one, then. One of them has straight-up jalapeno slices. That's this music's a little loud.
Look for the jalapeno spirits.
I'm cool starting with a non-spicy one, but I would like for us to all try these together. I'm genuinely excited about this, because it smells good. The show loves fried chicken. Beers, before you taste it, mm-hmm. knowing the topic, better or worse than you were expecting?
Better.
That's what I thought. I was what I was hoping for.
Your excitingness level, 1 through 10. How excited are you?
Like a 2.
I'm like a 7. It's a new chicken thing, Beards. It's a new fast food chicken thing.
Chicken. But it was.
Okay, you have the non-spicy one?
Non-spicy.
Hold it up, Beards. Hold it up. I want to see you bite into it. Ready?
Ta-da!
Okay, non-spicy Taco Bell chicken sandwich taco. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Beard is already at the water. The bread is not moist.
It's dry.
The sauce helps. A little slight spice in the sauce. It tastes like kind of a chipotle sauce, maybe.
It probably is.
This is going to sound crazy. It's just one piece of chicken in the wrap. And so there's going to be more bread left over at the end. The chicken strip for me has like the breading you would get from a chicken strip from a grocery store. I don't know why that's in my head.
That's fair.
It's a little spicy.
It looks like it would be crunchy, but it's kind of softer than you expect.
It's also been sitting there for 20 minutes.
Sure.
And it was a tough needle to thread timing-wise. But yeah. I'm pretty hungry. I'm probably not going to eat all the bread. I'm probably going to eat all of the chicken from this regular one.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
If you're going to a KFC Taco Bell and you get this as your chicken sandwich fix, it's a little bit strange.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's a Taco Bell right by my house. There's no chicken place right there. I can definitely see myself going there and getting, like, a cheesy bean and rice burrito and one of these. You know? Scratch a little bit of both itches. Beards, how much of it have you eaten?
I had one bite. It was a pretty good sized bite, though.
Hold it up.
See?
It's not a good... Eat another bite.
I'm good.
Eat another bite,
no,
Beards.
Thank you.
Eat another bite. Have one more bite.
Chicken.
Your last dead chicken.
Fine.
It's chicken. I'm not giving you bugs.
Just wait till he gets on a midday show where they bring you food, but you don't have say in what they bring.
I genuinely want your review.
He is going to get food, but he will not eat.
He's having a drink before he has swallowed that bite of food. He's like Joey Chestnut. I want your genuine review, Beards. This is not a punishment. This is an actual food review show now. Mm-hmm. Almost entirely food reviews.
We want to do a taste test, but also something that, like, wouldn't make you throw up off the balcony. Chicken.
Exactly. Also, I
think that was the ranch soda.
Yep.
I think that was the one that got me. That was not great.
The
ranch soda was not great.
We are all going to the water. That is a real thing. It is not a moist sandy.
I am somebody, like, when I eat, I naturally also just drink a lot more, too.
Yeah.
But, it is the bread, because it's a pretty thick piece of bread.
It is very, it's like a little piece of non bread, which they have flatbread other stuff that I've actually tried. I'm guessing it's the same thing. Let's move on to the spicy one. Mine has exactly 2 jalapeno slices and I think less sauce, which does not bode great for the dryness.
Mm-hmm. Mine has 2 as well.
Beards, you have the spicy one.
Ah, let me get it.
I almost didn't get you one because I knew you wouldn't want it.
I like a good jalapeno.
But I just, we're going out with a bang. And I'll tell you this, the next taste test is
no spicy stuff.
Is a liquid?
It's a liquid.
Yeah. But it's not ranch.
It's not gross sodas.
Okay.
We'll get there when we get there. I'd rather you be in suspense but...
2 of the 3...
Nah, no one's out.
Might be.
Well, we'll see.
For him.
Yeah. Okay, I've moved the jalapeno bite.
Or a normal person, no.
I moved the jalapeno bite to the end. I'm going and get a little jalapeno. Beards, get like half a bite of jalapeno with it. That's all I ask.
Hang on.
I like a pickled jalapeno. These smell like they came off of some ballpark nachos, but I'm kind of here for it. We get there, Beards?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm good.
All right. A little more crunch because of the jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I definitely like this better.
The other one for me definitely had more sauce, and I wish this had more sauce back on it because, again, the chicken is a little dry, and then it's just like a dry non-bread, dry pita. The actual flavor of the fried chicken is, again, a kind of grocery store, but, like, not mad at it at all. Also, how did you guys eat it?
Like, with my mouth.
Like, angle-wise. Because you wouldn't hold taco horizontal, but I think I turned this fully horizontal to eat it as a sandwich.
Yeah, I definitely went horizontal.
I think that's what I did, too.
Here's the other thing. Has this not solved the hot dog is an American taco sort of situation? Because I feel like this is a very American taco here as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a sandwich. So what is it?
I firmly stand that a hot dog is not a sandwich, but is indeed an American taco.
What is this in your guys' best judgment?
It's not a sandwich.
Yeah, that's about where I am.
Because nothing about the ingredients scream taco. If it was on a split bun, it would just be a chicken finger sandwich with some chipotle sauce or something. Wow, that fan's loud.
A little bit, but hey, at least it's cooler in here now.
But it's connected at the bottom, or I guess at the side. But I definitely just took a bite with it turned horizontal. I'm not sure.
I'm happy with this taste test.
I am too.
As far as taste tests go, this has probably been the best one. But, that doesn't say that much.
Damning with faint praise, yeah.
Like, there's a chance I'll never have this again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy I tried it. And again, I like a good jalapeno. So you mix a little jalapeno with some chicken, I'm happy.
I definitely would say that if you want a chicken sandwich, go to a chicken place.
Yeah.
But
you're at a Taco Bell.
If you live
and you're like, hey, I also want some chicken along with my taco or my burrito, it's not bad. You're not going to be mad that you got it.
They had like a cheesy potato beef-like pita thing that I got once.
Mm-hmm.
I can get one of those and one of these and call it a night. A little cheesy bean and rice burrito, one of these little guys. I think I do prefer the spicy one.
Yeah, I do.
Needs more sauce. I didn't get any salsa because I didn't think we would need it.
Mm-hmm. And that might be the thing. So it might be like getting a side. Yeah, putting some salsa on it. Maybe you get a little side of sour cream or something. Whatever, right? You know, you just need a little something extra. Maybe you got something at home. A little Cthulhu hot sauce or whatever.
That's not what it's called. You're thinking of Cthulhu, the Dark Lord of the Water.
Cthulhu.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, something. Like
yeah, I mean, I also definitely think that it was disgraceful that Beards took a bite and then immediately took a drink like Joey Chestnut, but I am going to the water now because it is a dry experience.
It's a little dry. It was fine, just dry.
I've been saying Cholula the whole time.
Did you just Google it?
Yeah. Cholula.
All right, you know what? Let's do it at it. We may or may not get to shot clock reviews tonight. Kind of depends on how this next segment goes as well. But scale of 1 to 10, a lot of factors go into that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you were to rank it amongst chicken sandwiches, nearish the bottom.
Sure.
For Beards, though, if you rank that among... That might be the best taco Beards has ever had.
Only taco Beards has ever had.
Right.
Unless you count a hot dog, which I assume Beards has had a hot dog before.
I have. I don't care for hot dogs.
Okay.
I feel like I knew there was something to that.
And that's...
I think they're overrated.
That's fine. I don't think a hot dog's bad, but, like, it's...
I much prefer the hamburger to the hot dog.
Yeah, that's fine.
I agree.
I got no problem with that.
I would say it's pretty strong.
I got no problem with that.
So understand that we're...
ever getting a hot dog if it's like for free. I'm at a barbecue or something. Then I feel kind of obligated to get a hamburger and a hot dog. Or if I'm at like $1.09, it's $1. I'm just like, yeah, give me four of these poorly made hot dogs.
I think that the two places that I will say I'll take a hot dog, please. I think it has to be outdoors.
Yeah.
Ballpark or outdoor barbecue.
Backyard mm-hmm. barbecue. Yeah, that's really
I
any
gotta
other
see the
time.
Grill marks for sure. Yeah.
Any other time, it's just kind of weird to get a hot dog.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Except for every now and then, this might have been a 4th of July thing. I was like, you know what? I kind of want a chili cheese coney from Sonic.
Yeah, that's
I got
fair.
A chili cheese coney, you know? But so, generally speaking...
Understanding that we're grading on a Taco Bell made a chicken sandwich taco curve,
mm-hmm.
what would you guys rate that? Beards, I want you to go first.
So 1 out of 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10. 1 to 10, somewhere in there, I would say. That was really gross, Beards. Can you please just give your grade?
For the non-spicy one, I'd go like a 4 out of 10. Like, it was fine. It was just very dry.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go like a 4.5 out of 10 on the other one.
You preferred the spicy one?
A little bit. Whoa.
I could die.
I like some heat, but I'm not like...
And it's not yeah. brutal.
Crazy. No.
Yeah. Rudy, what would you do?
I'm very close to Beards. I think I'd go 4 for the non-spicy, maybe 5 for the spicy. And maybe I bump that up to a 4.5, 5.5, 5 to 6. But that's I'm kind of in a 4 to 5.
I think I'm in a 5-6, maybe even a 6-7 if I'm really going. Because here's the thing. If I'm at a Taco Bell drive-thru on Friday, which seems reasonable, frequently am, not even in a car, just laying in it. I'm just laying at a Taco Bell drive-thru. I could see myself going cheesy bean and rice burrito, spicy chicken sandwich taco, and one of those little freezer drinks. But yeah, I think I'd go probably 5 for the regular, 6 for the spicy.
Yeah, there's a very good chance I'll never have it again, but it's not because of a dislike. It's just part of it is like I just don't. I'm just not at Taco Bell as much anymore.
Yeah, Taco Bell's a big part of my current life journey.
Well, and so part of it is because obviously I moved.
You're an adult.
Well,
that you grew
no,
up?
No, 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 no.
Okay,
it's just
that would have been fair.
I moved, and it's been a while, but like I am definitely somebody who definitely just kind of sticks into my area very much.
Yeah.
When it comes, especially for fast food. Like, Monday, I went to the movies. I had Slim's that day for the first time in months because I just don't drive past Slim's anymore.
God, Slim's is good.
Right? So, the only Taco Bell around me is the Taco Bell that's always closed anytime I might go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, fair
enough.
Closer.
Now, there, where I used to live, there was one that was up until midnight. So, I'd hit up that Taco Bell frequently.
We'll take a break here.
Also, they got rid of the grilled cheese burrito, and that just made me cry.
That was an achievement.
Once it comes back, I'll probably be back in.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to need Beards and Rudy to switch seats here because I want Beards is going to need some counter space in here, and he's going to go first. We could all play this game, but this is really for Beards. Beards, I want to tell you a couple things here before we get to it, okay?
Oh, boy.
Here's my offer to you, okay?
Oh, boy.
You have to be blindfolded.
Oh, no.
But I will be 100%, no joke, completely honest about the things you'll be tasting. But it's important that you can't see them when you're tasting them.
That's not good.
It's totally fine, and it'll make sense.
That doesn't sound good.
I mean, we could get 3 cups.
No, I want to. It's just more moving parts. I did think about that as well, but I got a bunch of little cans. And so I feel like this will just be the easiest way. You're right, we could do that, but I think it's also funnier if Beards is blindfolded because I have a fresh, unused medical mask that I think you can just put over your eyes and it'll be very funny visually. So I'm going to go get it. You guys can switch seats and we'll explain what Beards will be tasting after the break.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I'm doing something I've never done before. I'm Googling handsome NFL quarterbacks.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I'm still trying to find a site that has Alex Smith on one of these. I'll do some more research and come back to you. You talk about football.
Please.
You talk about actual football.
Please come back to me with more research. For sure. Is this the best show we've ever done?
Private browser.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Taste test number 2!
Excellent.
Beards is in the studio now because I need to be able to hand him things. And he has his water because he is ready for this to be something gross.
Just in case.
And this is...
to cleanse the palate.
I'm going to... you think you might know what we're doing here.
Maybe.
And so first of all, I need you to make sure, please, I'm going to hand you a surgical mask. Okay. You have to take off your headphones and make sure that you cannot see through it. You shouldn't have to open it at all. I think leaving it flat, in fact, probably covers your eyes the best. Boy, it's going to be good visually. Are you fully unseeing?
Yeah, I'm good.
So here's what it is.
Quick, how many fingers am I holding up?
The middle one.
I was gonna flip them off, actually.
Nailed it.
So you can't see me at all, right?
No.
So here is what we are going to do. What are the two things that you love most in this world, Beards?
That's a dangerous question.
It sure is.
Rebecca, obviously, number one.
Obviously, thank you.
What are the three? And Rebecca's right here. What are the three things that you love most in this world? Let's go to sort of foodstuffs.
I mean, pizza's always good.
I don't have any pizza.
Well, that's
we might go get pizza after this, though.
That is
talked about that.
What's
your brand, Beards?
Is it Coca-Cola?
It is Coca-Cola. Is one of the things that Beards McFly loves very,
cola.
Very much.
Coca, I just got you Coke.
I specified.
Coca-Cola.
No, I just misheard and I got the other thing.
I have weirdly spent a lot of money on this hour of the show because that Taco Bell was like $17. And I bought 3 full packs of miniature cans of 3 different sodas today. And Beards, you're blindfolded, and I want you to try these 3 sodas.
Oh, boy.
If you get them right, you can take home the Coke. Coca-Cola.
Get them wrong, you're stuck with the Coke.
We're going to shake them up and just spray you with them. So here's what we're going to do. I have 3 drinks here. I'm going to tell you what they are. And
okay.
I just want you to taste them and try to identify them, and then ideally rank them. I know that your rankings will probably reflect what you think they are.
Okay.
But that's part of the fun. I have a Coca-Cola Zero. I have regular Coca-Cola, and I have a regular Pepsi.
Okay.
What is your level of confidence that you're going to be able... Honestly, if you flip Coke Zero and Pepsi, I'm not going to be that ashamed or whatever. But what is your level of confidence that you're going to nail regular Coke?
I would say pretty good.
I would say pretty good. I think you're right. And also, here's the thing. If you decide you like the Pepsi or you think the Pepsi is the Coke... Your eyes have been open to a new experience. When's the last time you had Pepsi, do you think?
Like straight Pepsi?
Yeah.
Probably within the last week or so.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I mean, every once in a while I'll go to a restaurant and they'll do the, you know, I have the only Pepsi or whatever.
And you flip the table.
Occasionally I will submit and I will feel like, you know, worthless because I drank a Pepsi. But every once in a while, except for when I go to, like, I went to Joe's today for lunch. I had a wild cherry Pepsi because they're great.
Yeah, I almost got cherry flavored ones, but that would have just been delicious and not really the game. I'm sorry, I had to take a pause to open the Twitch because I have to see what Beards looks like at this angle.
Is it good?
It's very, very funny to me.
Excellent.
The other thing is that the mask is covering, like, his upper lip, so occasionally your teeth just pop out, and you look sort of like an orc from Lord of the Rings. Like, there's something weird going on there that's really disconcerting.
Definitely looks almost like Pyramid Head from Silent Hill.
Yeah!
There's a little bit of, essentially a point at the end of the mask. So with the hat, it kind of looks, you look a little bit like you belong in a Silent Hill movie.
Do you have one of Beards' original creations over there, Rudy, or did you make something of your own for this moment by any chance? I don't know. I don't know if Beards can produce from this side of the glass
as
well.
Top right corner of the hotkeys.
Top right corner of the hotkeys, Beards says.
That is right.
I know where it is.
Go ahead.
It's been a while since I've been back here, so I remember where everything is at.
Go ahead and hit it, Rudy.
I also forgot how much I hate this mic because I put it up because I'm a tall boy.
A
and then it just slowly goes down away from my face.
It doesn't stay up.
We have ads for that. Hit it, Beards. Oh, Rudy.
Stunned that something here is broken.
Just like us. All right, bring that music down a little bit. And I am going to... you can leave the shot on Beards. I'm going to hold the can up in front of the eye of the camera, hopefully, to show which one I'm giving him first. Let's see if that's going to pop up there.
Beautiful.
On the Wii there. So, Beards, go ahead and extend your right hand. I'm going to let you open these yourself and everything. To the console, I'm sliding it through, like, that little space in the glass. There you go.
A little more to your left.
Okay.
A little up.
Reach your hand out.
A little up.
Nope.
There you go.
No, that's your
there
bottle.
You go.
That's your bottle. There's a can.
Yay.
All right, so Beards is going to open this can of brown soda. He tore the tap off of it.
That's habit. I've done that since I was, like, three.
Okay.
Such a weirdo.
Right into the microphone and no peeking.
Nope, no peeking. Nope. I'm making sure.
Don't... I mean, I'm not going to use that mask again, but I don't want you to... Again. I said again like I had... I have not used it. Just initial thoughts. Walk me through the taste hitting your mouth there.
That is not Pepsi.
Hmm.
That is not Coke. I think that's Coke Zero.
Okay, go ahead and slide that just to a safe...
I've had Coke Zero, I think, once in my life.
And you think that one is a Coke Zero?
I think that's Coke Zero.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go... Yep, I'll just hand it right to you there. Okay, that's number two. I'm not sure I showed it, but Beards, will you hold that one up a little bit to the camera? Thank you. No peekies. No little peekums.
Rip off that tab.
Ripping off that tab like a normal person would. We have a sip.
What do people rip off the tabs of the drink?
I think maybe it's a habit to...
So it doesn't get in the way.
Okay. How are you feeling about... How are you feeling about this can of brown soda? Thinking. He's really thinking. What's going through your mind right now? Talk me through it.
I think that's Coke.
Okay. What's the hesitance out of curiosity?
I don't know.
You don't want to be wrong?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in your prediction?
I go like an 8.
Okay. That's pretty confident.
Okay. So right now, your belief is that I'll give you a chance to try it, to reorganize at the end if you want. But your belief is the first one was Coke Zero, the second one is regular Coke.
Yes.
Which would lean towards this one being Pepsi.
Yeah.
But,
you gotta show the camera. See if you still think so.
And so I will be very, very, there you go, very curious to see if the third one sort of shuffles off the first two, because that would be, tear off the tab.
Tear it off. Plot twist, it's right.
He did just run his face into the microphone.
Plot twist, Beards, it's ranch soda.
Oh, man. He would never forgive me.
That's Pepsi.
Okay, so you've given... That was your most definitive answer for sure.
Yep, because it's the sweetest.
Interesting. So your belief
is that... Pepsi is sweeter than Coke. That is my belief.
You believe that we went Coke Zero, regular Coke, and then Pepsi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any sounders over there, Rudy, for the dramatic effect of winning or losing?
Check there's a bottom one.
Blindly
one of the bottom
producing
that says sound.
This is fantastic.
I think there might be something
so
in there.
First, let's go one at a time if you have the ups and downs there, Rudy.
I've got something.
Okay, your first one you said was Coke Zero.
Whoa, that's
really quiet.
That is
but
very
correct.
Quiet.
Give me 1 second. Let's do that again.
Coke Zero. Number two, you believed was regular Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And number three is Pepsi. He's still Beards, folks. He's still Beards.
Very no.
Three, four, three. Great work.
Nailed it.
I'm going to have some more of this here.
Can I play this game just in this same segment? We have time. Oh, yeah, we're in this. It's the second segment. Hand me that mask. I'm going to fold it in a way that I don't have to.
Okay. I used this
I'm side. Just going to. We're going to figure it out. That's I'm going to close it in half or something. Rudy, do you want to play as well?
Yeah, I'll watch you play.
You can. You guys can switch back after one of us goes.
Do I need to be the judge here and hand you the things?
I honestly was going to just like shuffle them, but yeah, that makes a lot more sense to me.
Okay.
I have, just for the record, not as much confidence as you do.
I have no confidence.
That you would get it right?
Yeah.
We should definitely have you play, especially if this works.
I feel like Coke Zero I might be able to tell, but...
I've had a decent amount of Coke Zero in my life, I think. Which side was on the bottom for you, Beards?
The
I'm
going to
flip it backwards. I'm just going to flip it backwards.
The not metal side.
Great.
The metal tip was at the top.
I should say I've got like 10 of those in my backpack.
What did Rudy say?
He's got like 10 masks in his backpack.
Okay, well, this is upside down and backwards, and I feel pretty safe here. I'm definitely...
I mean,
getting a little light from
patient underneath. Zero. We've been around him for a long enough. That
I'm also
we're
here's number one.
My eyes are also closed under here. Okay, here's number one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a poppy boy.
Poppy boy.
That's a. I'm definitely risking seeing here.
I know
I'm,
it's difficult.
It is.
Plot twist: Rain soda.
I think that's regular Coke by the smell. I think. Here's what's crazy. You know what? This tastes like a Coke Icy to me.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know the last time I've had normal-ass regular Coke.
I gotta say, you look great with the mask.
Thank
it's giving you.
You
like a bug-eyed effect.
Oh, good. I'm
it's
excited
true,
to see
yeah.
that after
you definitely
the fact.
Do have more of a... Like, Beards kind of definitely have more of a point in the middle.
Yeah.
You definitely have the bug-eyed effect. You look like Jeff Goldblum when he became a fly.
Wow! That's flattering. That one's Coke Zero.
Lift it up again. Okay, I see which one. You
this one I just had?
Cool.
That's Coke Zero. I'm going to just play it real
There's
confident.
The third one.
I haven't had Pepsi in an extremely long... Regular Pepsi. I guess I had Cherry Pepsi recently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's a curveball. Oh, my confidence is shaken. I really think one tasted like a regular Coke Icy. I really think two is Coke Zero.
But what's this one doing?
If I didn't hand you one of each, I would have thought you were bleeping with me now. And just gave me three Coke Zeros. Which I did think about at one point.
I did have the thought cross my mind that you guys were doing that to me.
I thought about it, but it was honestly so important to me to find out if you actually had your finely attuned Coke palate. That
I nailed it.
And you nailed it.
Absolutely nailed it.
I think I just got Coke. I'll play for the buzzers.
Okay.
Number one. Am I over here? Beards, is this close?
Yes, number one.
This is number one?
Number one.
Raise it up. Raise it to the sky. What's your guess?
Coca-Cola. Thank God. Number two is Coke Zero.
Put it up in the air. Let me see.
Okay, hold on. Is this it, Beards?
Yes,
is this number
two?
Coke Zero? Pepsi number three, baby.
Nice.
Let's go. We're 6 for 6 as a, I wonder what my eyes look
like.
Oh,
boy.
It's very good.
I do definitely look like, I have, big eyes under my superhero.
Yeah. Rudy, am I switching with you now so you can come do this?
Yeah, let's do it. This is fun. I've got, 10 cans of each of these. So, I will say this also. They're all good. I think Coke Zero the least good. It tastes watered down.
Coke Zero's not great.
I really thought I liked Coke Zero. And, I think I liked normal Pepsi more than I liked Coke Zero. I also didn't bleep with diet sodas because that would have been too easy, right? You have another mask in your bag, you said, Rudy. Excellent. This is great. I'm loving this. I love this taste test game. The Chiefs play their first regular season game of the season in 4 days. That just dawned on me. This is a very August 8th show. But it's Beards' last day.
Have the clearly superior roster, coach and staff. Kevin Stefanski's accomplished more in, what?
He didn't give the door shut the whole way. You don't.
Has he been a coach for one season? Or is he in year two? Or has he been there for two?
Better than Andy Reid.
I think I know the order I'm going to deal these this time. I don't remember what order. What order did I deal the Beards?
You went zero, Coke, Pepsi.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Coke is really good, by the way.
Yes.
Honestly, though.
This was weird. I can't see it.
I know, it's jarring.
And having, like, headphones on makes it even, like, weirder.
You look oof, like there's a...
Oof-a-doof.
I'm not sure what I think.
It
about
looks
what,
like he's got one eyeball, and then the goatee effect
oh God,
is excellent.
Yeah, you look like a cyclops.
Ew. That's also kind of what Beards, I think, had going for him a little bit. But it was a little bit more pyramid heady.
Okay, are you ready, Rudy?
Let me cleanse
that palate.
Oh, Rudy, you left your mouse in here and everything.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out during the break.
Okay. I don't know if I need to put my hand closer.
I wasn't ready. I was reading Twitter.
You're good.
Okay. I'm going to just hold it up for the...
Yep,
so
you're
you can
good.
Just keep it on Rudy. Okay, here we go. Right by your fingers. Now you're good. That's can number one of brown soda. No,
nope,
no, no.
You got to open it yourself. We're not spilling things.
I also didn't want anybody's finger to, like, pop into my... soda top.
Yeah.
You also might have to close your eyes under there just for the safety of double concealing.
Okay. It's not Pepsi. I feel confident about that.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, do find a safe place to sit down.
Yeah, not on your laptop.
Yeah. I felt a key click. I was like, no, I'm not there.
Okay, so that one is not Pepsi.
Yeah, no, it's not Pepsi.
So you
live
in regular Coke or Coke Zero. Okay.
But I think once I have the Coke, if I have, like, if when I have the Coke Zero or the other one, I think I'll know.
Okay. Tap that tab.
Beard always rips the tab off. I always tap my cans like three times. It is weird. We do weird things. Okay. Oh, man, I don't have a clue. I don't know what any of these first two are.
Huh. The first one's not Pepsi. What is that one not in your mind?
I need to have the third one. I really don't know.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
I think right the there. Third one I might clear things up for me, but I also might not have a clue. I don't drink a lot of Coke or Pepsi.
I went back to the Pepsi just now just to taste it again, and I do think that Coke is superior, but I think Pepsi gets a bad rap. Also, Pepsi solved police brutality in that
it
one
did.
Ad.
It did. Right, what's Kendall Jenner?
Yeah, okay. One of them. Okay, Rudy's...
A. Jenner.
I'm like 99% confident that this is Coke Zero.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about that.
Okay. So number three, you feel pretty good as Coke Zero.
Yeah, which makes me think number one actually might indeed be Pepsi.
You said it wasn't
Pepsi. I know what I said.
I just wanted to
I'm
remind
going
you.
One Pepsi.
Hold on. Don't, these are not final answers yet. Talk it out. I don't want you to give final answers
yet.
I want you to go one at a time when you do give final answers.
I was trying to think of which one tastes the sweetest because beer says sweeter, but they all kind of taste the same to me. But that one tasted very
different. But when you do
different.
Nothing but drink Coke, Pepsi always tastes sweeter.
Yeah.
But
one and two also
is.
Tasted right. So similar that I feel like that has to be Coke and Coke Zero. Two just, or three just had almost like a diet taste to it, which is like Coke Zero is essentially, it's not fully Diet Coke, but it's similar.
So, Beards, I'm just making sure I got the order right. This was number one.
Yes.
This was number two.
Yes.
This was number three.
Okay, yeah. I got my, I get this right, it's pure luck.
One at a time. Don't undersell yourself. You're on a good track.
Am I hitting yes or no?
One at a time. Yes, one at a time. Rudy Salazar, what was number one?
Pepsi.
Oh, after boy. Saying it was not,
definitely not
definitively
Pepsi.
Said it was not Pepsi. Okay, what is number two?
I think two is Coke.
And number three?
And then three I had as Coke Zero, but now I know it's Coke.
So
yes and no.
you, I think you could have just, you may unmask now. I think you might just have cut a promo for Coke Zero, you know?
Sure.
So much like Coke, it makes regular Coke taste diet.
Yeah. Wow.
What was your favorite?
Nailed the Pepsi, though, right?
Which one of the three was your favorite? If I was like, hey, one, two, or three, which one would you want to drink again?
Probably one or three.
So Pepsi or Coke?
Yeah.
Coke Zero not faring super well.
It was definitely the my least favorite of the group. Man, I said when I got that Pepsi right, I was like, ooh, I might have this.
After
I got Pepsi right after saying it was most definitely not Pepsi.
Guys.
Definitely was not Pepsi.
This is good.
One, I said like...
boy, this is so bad for you, all of these.
Yeah. A lot of sugar.
Really bad. Sorry,
I had a salad at 6 for dinner today, so it's fine.
You also had two Taco Bell chicken taco sandwiches.
It offsets the whole thing. And I had a PB&J for lunch, like, extended my life by 30 minutes. We're fine.
We need to take a break, because whenever we come back, we have to make some decisions about what we're going to do in the final segment with Beards McFly producing Almost Entirely Sports. We're going to do some housekeeping in the break. We're all going to drink some pretty bad-for-you sodas, and then... well, then we're going to have to figure it out whenever we come back for Beards' last segment. Rudy, go ahead and let out that sneeze.
I lost it.
I saw you reaching for the cop
button. Yeah, for like 2 weeks every
feathers
year.
Feathers and dust and tickles and kittens and...
I like never have allergies except for like the first like 2.5 weeks of September. It makes no sense. But it's just like the first like 2.5 weeks of September I sneeze a bunch.
Just get your hand away from that cough button.
It's gone now.
Black pepper!
A chew. It's gone.
Pollen! Ragweed!
I lost it.
Big pile of crack!
I lost it!
You lost a big pile of crack?
Oh, I know where that's at.
Okay, good.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
That's Beards McFly, and this segment belongs to him.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Here it is. The last segment of Beards McFly producing Almost Entirely Sports. Wednesday, July 31st, 2019. One thing about ground balls, they don't go out of the ballpark. Thank you, Tim McCarver.
It's true.
It's true, dude.
It's true.
Tell me one time that's been not true.
Except for when Bobby Witt hits them.
Boy, a lot of these are really...
Or when it bounces off of what's-his-face's head.
Jose Canseco.
There we go. It was a ground ball because it hit his head.
When you throw a lot of strikes, you get a lot of strikes.
Just for fun, go to August 27th.
Is that your birthday?
Yes.
What's August 30th?
There's not one.
Oh.
Just blank page.
Aw.
Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. This is from a BT Sports squash commentator.
Yeah.
Coley slipped down and ended up on his derriere, leaving a skid mark on the floor.
That's pretty good.
Happy birthday, Beards. The skid mark of Almost Entirely Sports. That's not true. Well, we'll find out. We got a little more time to figure that one way or another. Let's do our last full group edition of Shot Clock Reviews. Rudy and I might dip into this later. Lots of people have been like, hey guys, what are you doing next? That's a great question. But we don't know. We hope to know soon, but we do not know. Beard is moving on to the zone. He'll be producing 10 to 2 every weekday here on Sports Radio 810.
And Chiefs postgame, except for the first three. Well, except for two out of the first three. There we go.
And like one in the middle, and
I'll be here for the Ravens game with the Chiefs beating by like 15.
Oh, here's a question I meant to ask. Are you moving downstairs with the zone crew?
Yeah,
I think you have to.
Not allowed.
There's no space. There's no desks down there.
Hey, then you find a desk.
I think it's your new. You left the nest. You're the baby bird. You left the nest. You fall to the ground. It's tough luck. You gotta find a little spot on the ground down there.
I'll just take Seren's desk. It's fine.
I'm sure he'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
I feel like you've got to...
It's real bad.
We have a sign that says Almost Entirely Sports on the door of our office, and that's not your show anymore.
I'm grandfathered in.
There is a PlayStation 2 down there,
though,
so you can play video games.
Who would grandfather you in? Me?
Me.
No! What?
No, this works, Beards.
Let's do some Shot Clock Reviews. These music beds have gotten a lot of use today.
I think me and Josh did like 99% of the work on that office.
Well, it's because Beards was on his world traveling vacation that he took for 6 months. Voluntarily. His voluntary 6 month vacation.
Mm, more like 9 months.
Wow, you took a long time off.
Took a lot of time off and still got the promotion. So. Hell of a racket you pulled there, Beards.
Rudy, which one of these are you doing? These are you doing these four here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That first four clumped together.
Tell me about the podcast X-Ray Vision, Rudy.
Yeah, so X-Ray Vision is a podcast hosted by Jason Concepcion, and each week then he also has a different co-host, somebody who is kind of works in nerd culture because it's a podcast about nerd culture. Obviously, largely it's been Marvel through the first two episodes because there's a lot of Marvel stuff coming out. But you know, they'll talk about DC Suicide Squad stuff, some video game stuff. It is a nerd podcast. Jason Concepcion is hilarious. I'm just happy to have him doing something where I can listen to him. It's been really good so far. A good 7.5 out of 10. All real fast, one thing. Listen to the first episode. Listen to his red carpet story. It's the best. It's one of the best stories I've ever heard.
So they need to do that. Did you give it? Sorry, did you give it a number?
7.5 out of 10. With I think it can grow. Because it's two episodes in.
I'd like to talk about completing a season of something that I've mentioned at least briefly. I finished the first season of the Harley Quinn HBO show.
Nice.
It's great, guys.
I've heard really good things.
It's really good. You can watch it while you're eating breakfast or hanging out at the end of the night. You want 20 minutes. You don't want to just bleep around on YouTube for an hour, which I do very frequently. Not only does it have good character development, it ends up doing some extremely good character development around Harley Quinn and then also her relationship with the Joker and how bleeped up all that is. It's really good. I heard good things and was still impressed. It's an 8 out of 10 that first season. Season 2's out. I haven't watched it yet.
So DC obviously gets like, maybe bad rap's not the right word, but like the movies pale in comparison obviously to Marvel, right? They do excellent work with their TV shows.
It's been like, great. Like, it's also animated. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, because like I really enjoyed both The Flash and The Arrow on CW. I've heard...
I never saw The Flash, but Arrow's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard...
It's not Seth Kaiser thinks Stephen Amell is a real hottie.
Well, have you seen him?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing. I just remember there was a whole bit about
that. But then like their other HBO Max shows, like the Teen Titan one I've heard is really good, and Doom Patrol I've heard is really good. Like they do a great job with their TV shows.
Beards, you saw Free Guy, which I didn't know anyone had seen. How was it?
It was good. Dare I say, it's the best video game movie that's ever been made, mainly because it's not telling story. It's not, you know, an adaptation of a video game, but it's more about a video game. Huh. And Ryan Reynolds is very good in it, as he always is. There's a lot of good Easter eggs and kind of like looking into the background and seeing a character continue to run into a wall because he's glitching. And that kind of stuff. It's enjoyable. It's good. I had a good time. I'd give it like a 7.5 out of 10.
Is it better than Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes.
That's what it sounded kind of similar, but it's obviously it's live good. Action.
I had a lot of fun.
Rudy, you went and saw Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Is that right? Tell me about
it. So it was. It was incredible. And obviously, most of the reviews back it up. But it was just. It is such a different style of movie that Marvel's done, and it really felt like, even though there have been other Phase 4 projects, this really did feel like the kickoff of something completely new. It really brought back even like a little bit of nostalgia, like growing up watching Jackie Chan movies and like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It was like an homage to those type of movies. Truly, the action scenes were best action scenes Marvel's ever done. They were truly beautiful, like gorgeous. It was.
Do you need an offensive rebound?
I'm about to get this one.
Oh, you're there? Yeah, you're ready?
Yeah. I've said, because I don't want to give away too much. Go watch the movie. I don't want to give spoilers. It is a 10 out of 10.
Wow, and actually, 10 rings out of 10 rings.
10 rings. And here's the thing.
She's like, why?
Rotten Tomatoes, audience score, highest Marvel movie ever, 98%.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
It's fantastic. Also, sorry, I
should have taken the rebound.
Best post-credit scene in Marvel history, by far. Not even close.
I gotta watch
it. One.
That is a good endorsement. I finally finished watching Birds of Prey. I finished the HBO season 1 of the Harley Quinn show, and then it was on HBO Max. I watched the first, 20 minutes with Renee. I fell asleep. She finished watching it. I basically rewound it some and then watched the last, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Also really good. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn is excellent. Visually, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Ewan McGregor as this very over-the-top, I think he's a Black Mask or Black Skull or whatever it's called. He's sometimes he can be kind of a... I'll take a rebound. sometimes he can be kind of a great value joker a little bit, but yeah. like having him go from calm to flying off the handle to doing some being charismatic and then being a psychopath, like that balance from him is really well acted. The arc of the story is pretty good. I enjoyed it a lot, and if you haven't watched it, I would recommend watching it. Don't go in with incredibly high expectations and just be pleasantly surprised by the ride. It was very, very good. I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10.
These are all things you can see on HBO Max, correct?
Also on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep.
I was pretty sure, basically, because HBO Max and DC have a partnership, so everything's basically there. But just so people know.
We need to skip to 3 here. Beard, tell me about Hades.
So I finally started playing it. Rebecca and I started playing it because you keep recommending it, and it was free on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. I like it. I don't love it. I like the art style. The art style is fun.
It is.
It makes me think of Dark Souls, just in the idea of like dying a lot and that kind of stuff.
It's roguelike,
but
yeah.
Unlike Dark Souls, where it's like you die and you're like, oh man, I messed up doing this one thing or the other thing. It feels more like a numbers crunch a little bit, and I'm not loving that part of it. I don't know. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. I'm not super far into it, but I'm willing to keep going.
I don't think the numbers crunch thing really lasts. What's our out time again, Beards?
54.
Okay. Oh boy. Rudy, Trevor Morris, Trevor and Morris.
So Trevor and Morris are characters in Shang-Chi. Trevor, it was in is the Mandarin. He was in Iron Man 3, right?
And
he was the fake Mandarin.
Sure.
Morris is a porg on steroids.
Wow. Okay.
Morris
Huge.
is this mythical creature that can't talk, but somehow Trevor knows exactly what it's saying, and they just, it's the best, I want a buddy cop duo TV show of Trevor and Morris. It is fantastic. 10 out of 10.
I was talking about Spiritfarer, a game I finally bought on Switch. It is sort of a cozy, almost hotel management type of game where you are the new Chiron, whatever it is, that is taking souls from the land of the living across the River Styx, basically, but it's a much bigger world than that. I would just recommend playing it. It was on sale recently. They've released a couple of expansions. It does everything that it does very well. It is not very intense. It is very fun. I love it. It's a 9 out of 10 for me. I keep going back to it. I'm going to skip my last one. Rudy, tell me quickly about a new TV show.
So I found this show, and it might be the most wholesome, joyful show I've ever watched in my entire life. And I do not know how people aren't talking more about this, because honestly, it's truly incredible. Ted Lasso might be the best show I've watched in a while. It is so good! Josh, I think you'd really like it, man. I think you'd really like it. I'm about 6 episodes in. It's really, really good. I just find myself smiling a lot when I watch it. And also, it's a little sad because, like, his family went
back
to America.
We gotta move, Freddy!
10 out of 10.
You should wait until they start selling meth. Beards, last one. You don't get to talk about the Wheel of Time trailer.
Dang,
sorry.
It's good. 8 out of 10.
Great. That's a last-second buzzer beater. Beards, a review of producing almost entirely sports for 4 years.
So listen, making fun of my food choices and my game choices, I wore my Cyberpunk t-shirt today because it's still a good game. Suck it. It's been awesome. It's been fun. We've had good stuff. We've been able to have weird nonsense and have a good time. And I'm going to hit the music now because I did that late. Anyway. And you know what? It's been a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
A full 10 out of 10.
I look forward to being back here in a week and a half when Rudy's got to do a remote.
That might be true. And so
that hurts for the both of us.
Beards isn't dying, nor is he leaving 810. Oh. But I'll say this. We've been doing the show for just over 4 years. It started on ESPN Kansas City. I will say some things confidently. This show would be remarkably different. Maybe for better, certainly for worse, without Beards. We never would have been on Facebook Live at the jump. We might not be on all the video platforms we're on now if it was not for Beards. Again, this show would be completely different, might not even still exist if it wasn't for Beards producing it on the ESPN Kansas City side of things. Bring it down here to 810. Beards, you will never get me to say this again, but I am eternally grateful for the work that you have done on this show, and you mother effer leaving us in the dust. I'll forgive you. I appreciate you. Bye, Beards.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.